Hi, my name is Pam. Returning your call from customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, hold a minute. Hold on a minute. Let me bring that up.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. What was that?
Let me bring it up on my phone.
Okay, can I just have your zip code?
21122. Are you on my phone?
211-21122?
211-22.
And your first and last name?
Mary Hoffman. I charged on my account.
And how much was you charged?
I'm sorry. I'm looking for my phone so I can bring it up. And I can't find my phone. Gosh. I don't know what to do with my phone. I think it was... I'm running around here trying to do stuff. Make sure.
Okay, ma'am, I did find an account matching your name. Can you verify your address for me?
151 Silverite Bay Road, Pasadena, Maryland, 21122.
Can you verify your email for me?
MLMERKEL 2012@comcast.net.
Okay, ma'am, I'm not finding anything under your name. Could it be under someone else's name?
No.
Your husband's name, maybe?
Time, can you help me find my phone? I asked you, could you help me find my phone? It doesn't matter. I'm on a call. I need my phone.
Ma'am, do you have a husband?
No, I do not.
Okay. Because I don't have a Mary Huffman with any information of yours under here.
Because... Oh, my goodness.
What product is she trying to...
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out what the charge was for.
Do you know how much the charge was?
I don't know. It was 50-something. I'm thinking 51-something, 52.
And it couldn't be under any other first name?
No.
Do you spell your name H-U-F-F-M-A-N?
It's H-O.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 4-4.
Okay, ma'am. How do you spell your name?
3-8.
Pardon me.
How do you spell your last name, ma'am?
Hoffman. H is in Harry. A is in Alan. R is in Roger. R is in Roger. Y.
Ma'am.
Wait a minute. Okay, I got my phone here. Let me. I'll be right with you. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. It is. Oh my gosh.
Ma'am, did you say your address was 9830 North State Road?
No, it's 151 Sillery Bay Road.
What city and state do you live in, ma'am?
Pasadena, Maryland. got it signed in here to my account.
Okay, ma'am, you said, what is your address?
151 Sillery.
I have an account, ma'am. Bear with me 1 second. Let me see what's going on, okay?
All right.
I do apologize, ma'am. I'm just trying to get the account to pull up, okay? So bear with me. Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see that back. 1 second. Back in August, you signed up for the to win the KitchenAid mixer?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, and you never called and canceled that membership that went with that. It's a membership to the Factor Direct Savings Store where you get other gadgets at a discounted rate, but the charge for November 17th declined. Is that and then the last, we charged you October 29th. Is that what you're talking about? Do you recall entering a contest to win a KitchenAid mixer, ma'am?
No. Was the how much was the amount?
$56.95, October 29th. Because there was a membership that went with that that you didn't cancel.
How much was it for?
$56.95.
No, I didn't sign up for anything.
You never took a survey in August and paid $7.95 for it?
No.
Okay, ma'am, so what I'm going to have to do is get you over to the fraud department. I do have to let you know we take fraud very seriously. It does go through the local authorities, and if anyone's found to have done it, can be prosecuted. Are you sure no one in your house could have done it?
Right. I'm the only one on the account.
All right, 1 second while I get you canceled and over to the fraud department, okay?
All righty.
Still getting you transferred. You go ahead and cancel it, Jasmine. Ma'am?
Yes. Yes.
I'm still getting you transferred. Bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Huffman, I do have a cancellation number for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, the pen right there. Thank you. I do.
Okay, is C as in Charlie?
Okay.
262.
262.
650.
650.
458.
458.
Yes, ma'am. And if you'll give me 1 second, you're going to hear a brief... You're going to hear a brief silence, and then you're going to hear someone pick up from the fraud department, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hold the line for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Hold the line.
Thank you.